Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, we're Jeremy Reedy and Neil Luke of the Old Souls Revival. This is the Rock Paper Podcast with Shane.
And Zach.
And Zach Squatch. Dum, dum, dum.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out in foam, coffee and beer on Cherokee with the guys of Old Souls Revival. And
plus one.
And plus one.
I'm just Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Just Zach, dude. Just Zach, yes. Gonna be a fly on the wall.
Right.
Hey, I'm Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Jeremy. We are 2/4 of the Old Souls Revival.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else a little bit pooped from last night, I guess, so they couldn't make it out.
Hey, that'll happen.
That will.
Yeah, man. Shared some of your stories about last night. A little record store day was a pretty good one, it sounds like. What do you guys play, like, did you play
four
three
shows?
Four
shows.
Man, yeah. Busy day.
Yeah. Four shows. 3 hour shows and 1 2-hour show. Yeah.
Three separate hour shows.
Yeah, three separate hour shows.
What? 3 3-hour shows?
That's insane. We went fucking. I'm not kidding though. We went to Venice. We played Venice at 5 to 7.
Yeah.
We, not joking, played 1 hour and 45 straight. At the 45-minute mark, we're like, "You want to take a break?" And he said, "Yeah, we'll do one more." And then like one more turned into like an hour more.
Yeah.
Like, and it was crazy. And then we were like, I watched this. I go, "Well, we just played for 1 hour and 45 minutes straight, so we're done." Like, okay, like, thanks. And then I looked at Jeff, and Jeff, like, got his phone out and looked, and, like, kind of did like, "Oh, fuck, he's right." Like, he was about to be like, "You ain't done." And then he's like, "Well, they did actually just play for 1 hour and 40 minutes straight." Oh, and then we loaded
That's awesome
up.
That they were doing a record store thing.
Well, no, it was just a happy hour crawl.
Even better.
Yeah, we just played another show. Red was pumped. We were pumped. Yeah. It was great. That was a good show.
It was good. Yeah.
Jeff loved it.
What was that team with that the girl paid $20 for?
This woman paid $20 to hear a Marshall Trucker Band song, and all I know is the chorus to "Can't You See."
Yeah.
And so we did the chorus, and then she loved it.
Which is funny.
She sang it.
You said the last time that we played that song is down in DuCoin, and we have Josiah Joyce filling in on guitar with us because our guitar player Pete is in basic training. And the last time we played that song was in DuCoin with Josiah while he was filling in for Pete while he was gone. So it was sort of a funny situation.
Full circle.
And yeah, right? The thing is, I said the same thing to the people in DuCoin, like, "Look, I don't know any Marshall Trucker Band, but like I know this chorus for sure."
That's all they wanted to hear.
And that is. And then like the funny thing is like the verse is like, "Gonna take a freight train out of the mountain." And then I'm just like, "When I'll land or when I go." You know, like I just don't even know the words. So I was just making stuff up. And then like turns out, "Can't you see?" And everyone's like, "Can't you see?" It's, yeah.
Country cliche.
It was fucking great. It was great.
Reminds me of that SNL bit when I think Joshua Jackson was the guest host, and he's getting the scenes in the wedding reception, and he hired Will Ferrell and Horatio Sands to be their wedding band, and they start playing. He's like, "Okay, guys, go ahead and play that song," you know, and they go into, "I just died in your arms tonight," you know, and like, "Must have been something you said," and they do that, and then like, he's like, wait, that's not even the song." He's like, "Yeah, that's the only song we know." Like, I paid you guys extra money to learn this song, and all. It just, But yeah, they only know that part of the song too. Like, they, like, well, can you at least play the whole version of that song? You know, no, that's all we know. So, yeah, just doing the chorus, man.
Just let them know, it's fine.
Freestyle the verse, make it your own.
Yeah.
Artistic license.
Yeah, those verses have been done before.
That's what I mean, whatever. He's taking a fucking train. Come on, guys. Whatever.
Freight train?
Come on, what? Get out of here. Shit. You know, there's this old SNL bit with Rob Schneider, and he's like in a subway or like a subway station or like a subway area, and he's a guitar player, he's a busker, and he's doing a song, and it's like, please give me money. I'm really very hungry. I'm starving. You know, it's this whole like song, and someone walks by and throws a dollar in, and he stops. He's like, the fuck, dude? Like, what do you think? I just need your hand out? Yeah. You think, like, I'm just here, like, oh, playing for your hand out? It's like, take your money out of there. Take your money. He takes the money. He's like, I'm sorry that I yelled at you. I really need the money. You know, and then he throws it in. He's like, dude, and it just goes on. Yeah. It's a good bit. I've always wanted to see it again, but I've never seen it.
I've always wanted to play on subway platforms and like have like a 10-minute set and just repeat for a few hours.
But it'd be killing 10 minutes.
Yeah, you just get the best 10 minutes you get and just repeat. And when all the, you know, everybody's leaving, no one's
it's like, psst, and you start over. Yep, yeah. Back at the top. That's great.
I used to work at a Slackers, and we would have, or one day we put the Scooby-Doo theme song on for like 2 hours, and people would come up, and they're like, this song has been playing, and we're like, yeah, our sound system's broken, we can't turn it off, and we can't change it, and they were like, oh, well, that's a shame. We even had someone, they didn't come up and complain to us, but they sent an email to our manager, like, complaining that the Scooby-Doo theme song drove them out of the store. And I was like, well, thank God for that. And, oh, there's one thing I hate, it's customers.
Right, get out of here.
Pay me extra to deal with you. Yeah, I get minimum wage if I'm sitting on my ass or if I'm
we're
helping
open,
you.
We're open, technically, but that doesn't mean you should cut
I'm out. Not.
I'm not.
It's all in alphabetical order. Figure it out.
This one time I was at a bowling alley, and some of you know, people I was bowling with were like, man, somebody put 50 credits on the jukebox. That's so awesome. I'm like, that is really nice. So I snuck over there, did What Is Love, Hathaway, 20 times in a row, just boom, boom, there was only one credit, and out of 50, did 20, 20, yeah. do, and then, like, by the fourth or fifth time, someone just walks up and unplugs the whole fucking that was it, just bam, no, like, five times of What Is Love, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
If you would have did Alice's restaurant, no one would have even noticed.
I would have only got through the wand. Yeah. You
know? They probably wouldn't have even noticed. They would have just started up and been like, oh, this is a long song.
I can't imagine playing that live.
No.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah. Let's talk about the new record. Well, it's been out for a couple weeks now, something like that.
Put it out February 29th, I think, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Titled "I Will Let You In," right?
Yep.
But you guys, along with the record store day, you guys put out some live recordings from that night, the record release party.
Yep.
With Brother Lee and Wilderness, right?
Yeah.
So now. Along with the studio album, you have a live album with all three bands that you can pick up.
Yeah.
So those are available at those record stores? Or
Music Record Shop has the live record. And did we give them some of the...
I don't know if we gave any of the Euclid records, but...
Do we give them the record? Did we give them
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
The records are available at Euclid Record. Records and
Music Record Shop
as well. So
you can only get the live one at Music Record Shop or through one of the bands.
Yeah.
The nice thing is Mark Carter at Music, guy who runs Music Record Store. Is it Music Record? I'm fucking
Music Record Shop.
Okay. Music Record Shop, Mark. Okay. Yeah, he actually put that out for us, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And that was really fucking rad of him. You know, we've always wanted to do a live album, And then, like, then rather than having like 10 or 12 songs of our band, we just did like three songs from other bands that are our friends and our favorite bands. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you get three bands on one album. I'm into that.
Really?
Yeah, that's
10 tracks.
That's cool. I'm sort of working on an idea. I like the, you know, I was a big fan of the old, like, Point Essentials and stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, this compilation disc like that.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
And kind of that same idea. I want to put together a nice compilation of various artists from around the town and just start doing, you know, I don't know, maybe one every 6 months or something.
Sure.
Whatever it works out to be. But it'd be a fun way to, one, advertise the show, but two, advertise a lot of variety in St. Louis music and stuff and guests that have been on the show. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it's cool, man, when you can get a little variety, a little taste of three different bands, and you know, so yeah, I think that's a cool idea. So that grab a copy of that, and I guess it's also is it available digitally on?
They're going to put it up digitally soon, but yeah. Like right now we're just doing the physical copies.
Okay,
just old school.
Yeah,
out my trunk.
Yeah,
sell them out the trunk. But yeah, you know, it's exciting because, I don't know, I think I'm only really like an extrovert, like musically, I feel like I'm a pretty big introvert otherwise, I think. And so like, we're like building this community in this music that we all of our friends play. And it's just cool to do something with them and then have like a third party like Mark at Music Record Shop. Be like, oh yeah, I'll put that out for you, you know, or I'll foot the bill on that to get it out for you guys. And if you take what you do serious, then, you know, you can just pay me back or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's sort of like an old school label mentality, which is also very cool. But I mean, like, you know, Brother Lee wouldn't have approached us, I don't think, if we didn't all have the same interests and goals in mind. And I'm just saying that I think it's very cool that I feel a part of this thing with all these groups now that are around or that I hang out with directly. And, you know, it's like a community vibe. Like I said, it makes me want to be more of a extrovert, if that's in a positive way. You know, what makes me want to be active, like in the community, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not just musically. So I don't know, there's something good to be said about that. And that maybe may or may not be connected to the live album, but I think there's some spirit of that. You know, plus we just have our friends on our CD release show. You know, we just were trying to have a good time. You know what I mean? So
it's supposed to be a party.
That's right. It was a party.
And recorded at Jefferson Ballroom.
Yeah, on Shoto on 21st Street.
Yeah. It looked like I wasn't able to make it that evening, but I saw all the pictures and stuff, and it looked like you guys had a hell of a time.
Zach was there.
Yeah. I left right before you guys played.
These guys are going on. I'm getting
out of here.
No, I specifically remember seeing Zach, and he had a cup of coffee in his hand, and I said, "Hey, what's up?" And he said, "Not drinking."
And yeah, that was a mistake. That was the problem. Too many people, too sober to be there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'll be right back.
Hey, yeah, grab me one. Here.
I hit my finger on the door.
Ooh, here?
I'm leaving. No, the new pad.
Ooh.
Sad story.
Not good. Thanks, Ed.
I mentioned a music record shop. They're actually a proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah.
We love
Mark. You know, I say that a lot just as a goof. Like, anytime, like when I recorded with River Kittens the other night, and drinking some Stag, and we were like, Stag, proud sponsor of Rock Paper, you know. It's like, so I say it a lot as a goof, trying to hopefully entice people to be like, hey, you know, that sounds pretty good.
Well, yeah, I'm into it.
But no, I can actually say that for real, man. Music Record Shop, Mark, they reached out and they liked what I was doing locally with music, and they're a big component of local music, wanting always, you know, doing a live store in stores on Saturdays, and wanting to help support as much as they can, putting all their records on the shelves and stuff. So, if you have a CD or vinyl or tape or whatever, and you want to sell it at Music Record Shop, they will gladly buy it and put it on the shelves for you. So, head over there and say hey.
I like the fact that they just buy it outright too. They don't do consignment, right, which is nice. Because you don't have to like go check back and like get your $6,
yeah,
you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, did I make my?
And then they take their cut out.
Right, and they're like, hey, we're only going to take 3 copies on consignment. Okay, I'll be back for my $18, you know, in 2 years, you know. And then, and then you come back and it just turns out they lost them. You know, you know, whatever. But, yeah, no, music record shop, I love the fact that they buy it outright. And then that, the cool thing is, like, the first time I met Mark, I mentioned the STL Here and Now project, and he literally, no questions asked, was like, I want to put that out. Boom, card. Call me when that's done. I want to put that out. Like, never met me, don't know nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could have just been some, you know, anybody, you know, some guy, which I am, just, yeah, you know, some weirdo. But it was crazy because he's like, dude, this guy's serious. He just wants to put out local music, and I dig that.
I think that's actually where I first introduced myself to. We were actually in Music Record Shop, and you were in, and I don't know if it was them, Mark or not, or Dan, but yeah, somebody was like, hey, this is Bill O'Neill, and I'm like, I don't think so.
Acoustic show?
No, I think you were just in the shop. Yeah, I think maybe dropped off something or picked up something, whatever it was, something. Maybe you were just kind of dropping by, and I happened to be in there at that moment. And,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I remember that night. So.
They call that Kismet, boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that Kismet? Destiny?
Yeah, for sure.
Kismet? Is Kismet, yeah, Destiny? Is that synonymous?
Same shit, right?
Is Kismet, like, is that English?
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's like some kind of Hindu.
Edit that
out. I'm going to be ignorant. I might as well
be ignorant. I'm going to pussy foot about being ignorant, okay? But no, yeah, I don't know. Kismet, dude. I never heard that's destiny. That's cool.
I thought that's what it meant.
Like, I believe you. What do you think? What do you think, Shane?
I don't know.
Kismet is not in my lexicon.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Well, sorry to fucking broaden your horizon.
Sorry,
with my
bro.
Hindu words.
I hate to make you learn shit, bro. Yeah, well, I just hate knowledge. Sorry.
Rejected.
Yeah. It does. That, look, he looked it up.
Hindu?
Root of origin, please.
Origin.
Origin, Aramaic. Arabic.
Nah, we can't comment on that. I don't know enough about anything.
Right, but it's all brown to me.
He said if he was going to do it, he was
going
to do it.
I'm going full hog. If I'm going to be an ignorant asshole, I'm going full hog.
Well, it seems like, well, yeah, the 1930s is when it was used the most, and now in like 2015. So
it's coming back.
It's coming back.
Wow. We're bringing it back. It
took 100 years.
Sounds about right. We're about 100 years late on everything.
At least. Short haircuts for girls.
It's just practical, damn it.
Did we break Neil?
After I broke my collarbone. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, man, you mentioned STL Here Now. That's, Tuesdays at Blue Pearl?
Yep, we're doing Blue Pearl every Tuesday. Me and Bobby Stevens, we try to get a rotating, revolving door of whoever is kind enough to come play. You know?
Yeah, I ran down there a couple weeks ago, saw Gavin. And Drew played, and you, and Bobby, and so it was cool seeing all you guys playing. It was a fun night.
Gavin's another guy. He's down with the cause, man.
Sure.
I appreciate that. You know what I mean? He's just, like, ready to play tunes. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He just wants to just perpetuate the scene, and I appreciate that.
Definitely. Yeah, I threw your picture on Facebook to see if anybody had some questions for you.
Oh, did he have one?
And Gavin responded, and he wants to know is when you're all gonna write some tunes.
When we, so, like
so,
all of us?
Yeah, so he wants to write some.
He just put that album out, but it's time for another. So.
Well, you know, man, that's the thing is, you know, started that STL Hearing Now project to like collaborate, man. Yeah. That's tough. It's real tough.
Yeah.
Not only to just get people in the same room, like what we're doing now, but like in the artistic process, it gets even weirder. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I feel lucky to be in a band with Jeremy to where, like, I can count on him to just hold up his end of the deal. I mean, yeah. I really don't have it. I don't, you know, sometimes he'll say, you know, Neil, try this, and I'll say, Jeremy, try that. Obviously, we'll try out ideas, but, like, I can pretty much count on my band to do what they need to do, and I'm, like, okay with it. But then, like, when you have an idea and you know how you want something to go, you start getting... You know what they say, too many cooks in the kitchen, sure, or something like that. Shit gets kind of weird. And you're like, it's personal. You know what I mean? Your artistic idea, a lot of people have kind of a real tight grasp and they don't want to let go.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I had to find out, I guess. That like, it's just really hard to do. I want to write tunes, like, real bad, but it's so different. It's such a personal thing to write a song.
Yeah, I totally do, man.
I want to do it with other. I have written up tunes with other people, and to me, like with the band, I feel like collaboration has maximized my potential. If that makes sense, so I feel like I'm better than I am on my own with these other people.
Yeah.
You know, what I mean? And I think that's just you've seen someone who's like a good solo artist, and they're maybe like doing a loop thing or something or whatever. And you know, this is not to discredit people who do that, but sometimes I just think like to myself, man, that'd be real cool if there was just someone doing that. Like not just for the sake of the human, just because you're just watching it. It's a spectacle. It's an event. You know what I mean? It's like all four people speaking a language, five people speaking a language. It's like you can do it with programming and, you know, like a little loop pedal, but there's just something to be said about the actual live blood that's flowing through the movement of one's expression via a medium, you know. But I don't know. Yeah, collaboration is fucking hard. I want to write tunes like tomorrow or tonight. But we went and did a little songwriting circle at Bobby Stevens one Sunday, hoping to just do whatever. And I don't know. We maybe played one round of songs.
I think we all did a round of songs, and then we ate a bunch of Chinese food.
We had $50 worth of Chinese food, which is a victory, you know. Yeah. But like.
Hey, that was the first time, man.
Yeah, it was. We were just greasing.
You got to do it more regularly.
That's a lot of Chinese. $50 in the Chinese.
That was the weird part, bro.
I mean, there was.
That's like a room full
of. Four
of
us.
They delivered it in a box.
Not making that up.
We had a sign for it.
yeah, man, I totally get it, though. It's, you know, even me doing this show, it's like. I did it for about a year with my buddy Chris, and like, and there's a lot of things we, you know, we obviously agree on and things, and it worked out, and we were, you know, partners on it. But it's like, but now being by myself doing the shows, like, it's totally flipped it, and it's like, it's kind of crazy to like just having a single vision for the show, and then have, you know, focusing on that, and so it's like, you know, just. It makes it a little less complicated at times, but also it's a lot of work for me personally, you know, and stuff. Instead of dividing it among a few other guys, so it's like, so yeah, there's pros and cons to all of it, you know. There's
you don't have that outside point of view,
right.
A lot of times, which sure. I think is the best thing about being in a band is like having that other person be like, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You should try this, right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or you know, like we shouldn't end on that note. That's awkward. We should end like this, and that's always kind of because in your head you're like, well, that's how I heard it. But yeah, if it doesn't quite resonate with other people, it's nice to have an outside point of view.
Yeah,
that's coming from a guy who doesn't really play in bands anymore. But
I'll tell you one thing.
For that reason,
I came across it just now as you were saying that. It's like one thing that I found with music that is like sort of like a, I guess you can really put like a metaphor of life. You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
if you don't start it won't end.
that's just a fact. That's just a fact. But thing is I've thought in my brain, like, oh, this is a fucking great idea. Dude, let's try this. And then we try it, and everybody looks around, and we're like, that's dog shit. Like,
yeah.
That was fucking dumb. And then so I'm saying, in theory, a lot of things seem cool. Then you put it into practice, and right. it's like, that was fucking dumb. Right. Let's move on. All right, who's got a better
idea? A lot
idea?
Of blank stares.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, that's... That looked good on, the page. It sure. looked good in my brain.
But, shake weights.
You know what I mean? So shake weights, bro. Yes. Come on.
This was a great workout. Everybody else is like, you're jerking off.
Yes.
We all see it.
But maybe I would do that. Maybe I would use it, but it kind of looks like a joke.
I got a free shake weight.
Would I do it
in front of browsers?
The thing is, I'm not going to be video recorded using my shake weights. It's not going to be nearly as awkward. You know? But we maybe should start a website where... It's just people using
I'm
shake
sure weights. It's out there. Like sexy girls using yeah, shake yeah. weights.
Well, that's the commercial, right?
Yeah. That's, yeah, it's already the commercial.
You can't sell it any other way.
Yeah. My wife has bought one, a shake weight, and I make fun of her all the time for it, and... So I'm like, and then I need to, you know, I don't know, not to like discourage her wanting to work out and things, but every time, like, there's always that new fad or whatever, the new thing, and I'm like, okay, yeah, let's put that right next to your shake weight. That's
Does she listen to the podcast? Okay, you can say all you want.
Yeah, she doesn't like the host. So
that makes sense. Right. She's got to deal with you all day anyway.
Yes, that's a lesson.
Jeremy said maybe that's the best thing to come from the shake weight.
Right.
You know, that it's now the reference point of like bad decision.
Right.
Like, that's another shake weight.
Give something 6 months before you actually jump into it.
Right. Yeah. Well, these guys.
Oh, by the way, Rock Paper Podcast is sponsored by the Shake Weight.
Yeah, proud sponsor. Yeah.
Yeah. We want to thank the
ShakeWeight.com.
ShakeWeight.com. Get your shake weight today. It only looks like you're jerking off if you get a video recorded. You know?
They'll be expecting his check in the mail.
Yeah. I was just thinking of that too. There's another SNL bit. I'm obviously a pretty big fan. But there's
it's hard not to be in there.
Yeah, there's Alec Baldwin was hosting, and they for the Wii though, like there was the game they were playing where like you have to shake the remote for coins or something like that, you know, and like they never show the game, but obviously they just show him Alec, and he's like, so he's got it right here the whole time, like, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh, and he's like, man, your mom would be great at this, you know, like or something like that. It's so funny. He just keeps shaking that Wii remote. It's like
And it's called the Wii.
Yeah, right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
Jesus.
You guys got some shows coming up here. We got you guys are be doing double duty, right? On the 30th, April 30th, playing ITAP Chesterfield and ITAP Central West End.
We're doing it again.
Yeah.
Seven hours of music.
Yeah.
Trio. You know? I don't know if there's a band I'd ever listen to for 7 hours.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm taking off. I'm gonna make.
You should. You should.
Marathon, man.
I want you to just let us know the rate at which it takes a downward turn.
Dude, right. Yeah, 15 minutes in when we realize that we're at ITEP and Central West.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna document the whole thing.
But you know, we're happy to support tender dates.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We're happy to be a part of that. You know what I mean?
Sure. Hey.
Playing
Old
soundtrack.
Souls is a proud sponsor of Tinder.
Yeah, this has been brought to you by Tinder. Swipe right.
Yeah.
But you know, at least somebody will get an HJ out of the.
Sure.
Does Old Souls have a Tinder profile?
We should.
Oh,
yeah, we should.
Man, I gotta charge my.
But we can't.
That's gotta happen.
Dude,
right
someone.
Now.
So I don't have it, but someone was just informing me of the super like.
Yeah.
Last night, Sean Kimball.
This.
And like, I was so drunk last night, but I mean, I do remember some stuff. And he was like, and James was talking about it too, like, I super liked this one chick, you know, like, and that they're just talking like, and I'm like, what is a super like, you know? So they explained, and it was pretty weird. I felt kind of like an 80-year-old man, you know what I mean? And they were like the hip kids, you know what I mean? And I didn't get the new technological thing.
Well,
what do you mean super like? And it's like, well, usually you can only converse if you both swipe right, but with the super like, you can kind of be like, hey, I really
please like swipe on
like, me. Please swipe on this. Like, I was just telling this to Jeremy last night, but I was hanging out with like the Brother Lee guys over at where they work or where Josh works at Blueberry Hill, and we were sitting outside. And like, just kind of like, that's what reminded me of. It's this little clan of fucking people who have three-wheeler cars, the cars with the two wheels in the front and the one in the back, you know. I don't know what the proper term is. There's just
it's for people who want to ride a motorcycle, can't ride a motorcycle.
It's for people with really bad balance.
It's so, and, but the thing is, like, there's four or five of them, like, all at the same time, and they literally just cruised up and down Delmar. And like, I'm not like, I guess I'm not gonna, but like, guys, come
if
on.
You do it twice, like driving through,
I saw you the first time.
Yeah, it's like driving through, I understand, but like driving back, you're like, look at my three wheeler,
yeah,
like, look at my tricycle, like,
they work
reverse trike,
reverse trike. Hashtag.
And then that, you know, everyone's like ripping it, and then on it, and someone else goes, well, actually, it's much safer. And like, then they have this whole like breakdown of why it's like the way to go.
Safer than a car?
Yeah, apparently the turning's much like, apparently you're just like, it's better. And I'm like, dude, you're just fully exposed. Like, there's nothing, you don't even have like a.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking.
If it rains, you could get sick. You don't tell me
you're
it's
pretty
safer.
Much exposed to the elements. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
There's no heater in that thing.
Well, along with the 7-hour ITAP gig, they will
sure
also
you can call that a gig. I guess you call it.
They will also be playing Cinco de Mayo. Well, actually, it's the 7th, but the name of the festival here on Cherokee, right? Mm-hmm. Said there's going to be all kinds of live music that day, right?
Three stages. They estimate, I think, 40,000 people come in and out, is what they said.
Whoa.
That's how they
pitched
it. Yeah, pitched it to us.
Underhanded. Lobbed it in there. We said, we'll take
music,
it.
Food.
I went last year. I saw Sleepy Kitty last year.
I saw pictures. All Main Street Cherokee.
Yeah, they like block it off both
it
days.
Is.
Wow.
It's wild, dude. So. Like I said, I know River Kittens for sure playing. Some of the flyers have the whole list of bands. There's a lot of bands. It's going to be a good time.
That's May 7th down here on Cherokee. And then Gaslight on the 13th of May.
Should be fun.
We'll be recording that too. So that's the deal with Gaslight, which is cool. You know.
Very cool.
Zach Gibbons.
Yep, yeah. Another part of the family, you know what I mean, Zach Gibbons.
For sure.
He just keeps popping up, you know what I mean? We just keep, you know, he just
fucking
keeps
mean.
Letting me come hang out, you know what I mean? I don't know what his deal is. It might be because he's a
weed.
Weed.
He's a weed.
It's a goddamn weed.
I thought you were like, I'm he's being. Like fucking ween. Like
ween.
The band. He just
they're everywhere. They just won't stop being on my iPod occasionally.
Like, hey. But yeah, Gaslight's a cool little idea of mixing the mediums. And I guess you sort of like play a live show at a bar, but then you get it recorded. You know, it's like high quality mix and mastered there. You know, which is nice. I think that's a pretty nice idea.
For sure.
It's funny because I think they had a curtain just in case you didn't want to be viewed, but then they all voted against the curtain. So now it's like.
You're just
going to be watched. That's just the deal.
Yeah.
Is it a free recording? Do they do it for free?
I think that maybe is like the payment. But like, don't let me be the one.
Oh, I get you.
That's like speaking out of turn for Gaslight. You know? But I mean, like, that's part of the payment, I guess.
I played in Chicago.
They put time into it. You know what I'm saying?
It's an act. Like, I played in Chicago one time, and they offered us a recording. Like, it's $30 for, it's like, or it's $20 for one song or $35 for the whole set. And so we're like, all right, here's $35. And we took it, and it was terrible quality. Just, like, all just fucking shit. Like, nothing sounded good. Like, there was guitars, like, weren't... Like, my guitar wasn't even in the mix. Like, it was fucking terrible. I'm sure it's not like that at all.
Well,
Gaslight. It's probably high quality. Yeah, phenomenal. Don't buy into the hype if you're fucking at the Elbow Room in Chicago. Just fucking...
You hear that Elbow Room?
There was a place that...
Shots fired.
Was it called Just Bulls? Is that a venue up in like North County? I think it was called Just Bills, and they did the same thing, and it never came out the way it needed.
And then you paid for it. You didn't get to listen to it before you paid for it.
Yeah, of course. You're like, well, it's this much money, and then you're like, well, there's no snare in the mix. It's because you're playing the snare really loud, so the mix is down. You know, it's like. You can hear it off stage. You don't need a microphone.
It would have been better if there was a guy like in the crowd, like the roommates
really at least. Really just holding like a task.
I can't tell you how many times I like get a board mix and I'm all pumped because I'm doing some video. Get a board mix, I'm like, fuck yeah! I come back and listen to it. And it's just dog shit.
Yeah.
It's like God damn it, and it's not because of the sound in there. It's just
because someone's amp turned.
Yeah, someone's amp was too loud. I mean,
David Manis.
Yeah, Dave. Missouri Dave, we see you out there, buddy. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's Drew Schaefer to do his impressions when you need him?
I think he does the same impression for everyone.
For everyone? Yeah. That's still a good one, though. He's dialing it in, if you will.
Universal impression.
Have you interviewed him yet?
Who's that, Drew?
For the podcast?
No, not Drew.
You can get him on there.
I've had the Greatest Brothers on, though.
How was that?
It was a lot of fun, man. Those guys. We did it right around last fall with the Whiskey Warfest.
Totally.
I had a great time with those guys. We sat at Trailhead Brewery in St. Charles, Missouri, and
they made you go out there.
Well, I live out
there. He lives out there.
Oh, right. So, they made you come out here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I was just gonna say.
I'm down here all the time. I do a lot of driving for the show and for entertainment and work. I work at Oyster Bar now, so I'm always... The drive's not too bad for me. I don't mind, but I...
I'm from out there, too.
Yeah. I live out in Wentzville, so it's a pretty good little haul.
Yeah.
But it's not too bad. I'm pretty used to it now. So luckily, I work really close to home, so I don't do a lot of driving for work. And
nice.
So all my driving is for fun, so it's not too bad. The last one on the calendar right here, for my calendar, for you guys, is Art Outside on Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yep, at the Schlafly Bottle Works.
Yeah. I think it's at...
at the Schlafly Tap Room.
I think it's at the Tap Room.
Yeah. I'm a liar. It's outdoors.
I don't know.
Are we doing that Jackal Fest with Bro Lee? Is it the 30th of, like, July or something like that? Atomic Rick? Okay.
There is Jackfest on the 30th at Atomic Cowboy.
Correct.
We may or may not be playing. Undecided.
Write that.
Check it back.
TBD.
Not because we don't want to, but Brother Lee drank all our beer.
That's all they do, dude. All
right. I'm going to ask you if you... would be interested. I remember I saw a video of you guys doing Atlantic City a while ago. And like, it was just a great song, Bruce's version in the band. I've been singing it for like a couple of weeks. It's just been stuck in the loop in my head. I was wondering if you guys would want to jam that out acoustic today.
Oh yeah, I'll play that.
Yeah.
You got it? Well, oh my darling, oh my darling, pizza pie.
People are going to be listening to this at home and thinking, Neil got way better at guitar.
I know, dude. Don't get it misrepresented. That was not me. I'm not that talented. It's fine, though. One day, all in time.
Need to keep taking those guitar lessons with Keith Urban.
Yeah. And hair lessons, too.
Hair lessons.
Can I get some hair lessons from you, Keith?
No, you're too thin.
Damn it! All right. First song of the day, guys.
Here we go.
That means it'll be the best one.
First take, best take. That's what Miles Davis said.
Frank Sinatra first take, only take.
First take, only take. That's a lie. We know that now. We know that now. He's a fucking liar. Misrepresenting shit. Sorry. Like Shane was saying, You can check it out on Jericho from the band. It's a great record. Or Nebraska from Bruce Springsteen. Or right now on this motherfucking podcast. Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. And they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalks, they're looking for a fight. They're gonna see what them racket boys can do. And there's trouble busting in from out of state. The DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on that promenade. And the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Well now, everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday come back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me at night in Atlantic City. Well, I got a job, try to put my money away. But I've got more debt than any honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust. Bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, our luck may die and our love may grow old, but with you forever I'll stay. We're going out where that sand turns to gold. So put your stockings on, cause it might get cold. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday come back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Looking for a job, but it's hard to find. There's winners and there's losers, and I'm south of their line. And I'm tired of winding up down on that losing end. So I talked to a man last night, I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on and fix your hair. Said, meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Oh, meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Yeah!
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
How about that guy? Yeah. He's something else.
Can I send this Snapchat to me to your girlfriend?
You should.
Cool.
Yeah, she's always talking about your Snapchats, by the way.
How hilarious I am.
Jack's pissing again.
I don't do that. I think I was taking snaps of myself driving drunk, and then I like looked at the camera and I was like, I hope all of you know someone that died in a drunk driving accident. Offensive is my game.
Alright.
Capital O.
Yeah.
And the rest of the letters too. I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, let's not worry about it.
Autocorrect.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that sounded great.
Hey, thanks.
I was jamming the new record too. I Will Let You In, and I think my favorite on there might be Move. I don't know. I really like it. I like stories like that. Like, you know, a lot more. I mean, obviously there's a lot of different songs and you know, the different things, but I like the way that, you know, it's about the characters in the song, and it's like telling a story throughout the song and stuff. So anyway, I like that kind of stuff. I like a lot of, I like the, I guess the, going into the chorus there and stuff, the Wait a Minute and back on up, and just, it sounds good, man. It's, I really dig that track, so.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, you, what
Where'd you guys end up recording that record?
Sawhorse Studios.
Yep. Dutchtown.
Dutchtown. Yep. With Dan Ficicelli, who's now our bass player. Which is pretty fortunate, since our old bass player, Dustin Rademacher, moved to Washington State to be a mountain man.
Nice.
And grow beard. And
he looked the part.
He did.
So he needed to fill it. You know,
he had a motorcycle and a dog.
They're big boots to fill.
Yeah, and a sidecar.
Yeah,
sidecar. And an axe.
He's got a cute little dog named Pig.
Yeah. A girl dog named Pig.
Let me just say, Dustin, we miss you.
We do.
But anyways, yeah, we recorded at Sawhorse. Jason McIntyre, I think it's his studio. He owns it. It's a fantastic facility. We kind of did an A room and B room, right? We did some stuff in both. Mostly the live tracking.
We did everything in A room except for background vocals, and you cut...
Well, people that solo shit in B room, too. In B room. At one time
in Oh, yeah, yeah. Some zapped. Solos, and you cut... Haven't seen the moon tonight.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, so we it's a great. If you've never been in there, I highly recommend.
Yeah,
getting in there. It's a sweet setup they got there.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm proud of that song though. And thanks for you know. I mean, like, thanks for just saying anything. Really, yeah. You know. I mean, you know, there's a fucking lot of songs out there.
Right.
So you know, I appreciate that.
Crazy to me.
That's your, and this is your second record, right?
Yes, sir.
So the, what's it, Common Ground? Is that right?
Yeah.
That's available, also. And what are those, like Bandcamp?
And yeah, you can get them at Euclid Records, you can get them at Music Record Shop, you can get them on Bandcamp, on iTunes.
Do it online.
Yeah.
Is there any copies still left? Mm-hmm.
There's two. Two copies left.
Two copies.
We actually, it took us 2 years, but we gave away 500 copies.
Yeah, sold slash
sold slash gave away 500. Yeah. We couldn't give those suckers away. No, I mean, I'm proud as hell of that record. You know, I took about a year or so without hearing it, and we'd been playing the songs since we fucking recorded them, you know. And I heard it the other day, and I was like, well, man, hell yeah. It was, like, good to hear.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to come back with a new one in about a year or two, and took us about a year to get it out, but I'm hoping to come back to it and be like, find the, because you just beat your brains out over it, really.
Right.
You know, it's a laborious, it's so stupid to say, oh, it's so laborious, labor, yeah, it's so labor intensive or whatever, but
it is,
yeah. Making music, yeah. But yeah, but I mean, it was crazy. Your ears get so burnt out, is sure. The thing. Like, that's really the whole deal, is that people, when they can have a fresh perspective on it, it means the world. Because it's the most, like, clutch time you need it when we've, like, tried the same idea, been doing it. Maybe it's working, but he just heard, you know.
Sure.
Just, that's just half of it. I mean,
that's part of the deal.
Like,
yeah.
Printing and designing and coming up with stuff and booking a show to get it out. And
yeah.
Then for us, the new record, that was... I mean, that was so much. We worked with Gregory Davis to get this different design where we have this, like, almost an envelope kind of thing, and you're invited to a party, which in some way could have been the CD release show, could not have been, could have just been sort of like this party thing, and because they're not in jewel cases, they're handmade.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, they took... I would say a literal 48 hours of putting those
worth of work. Yeah.
I mean, it, just in assembling those records, not counting whatever it took to design them, which was
I feel like we learned a real valuable lesson with this. Like,
DIY is hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, and like the cool thing is, man, it's like, you know, I'm at a real, like, whatever you want to call it, crossroads, with just the idea of, like, you know, what we did is kind of pretty wasteful, you know what I'm saying, just on, like, a literal level. But I mean, if you're gonna be wasteful, you should probably both be a little tasteful too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you can just get a giant factory to ship you 1,000 jewel cases with the design of whatever color thing you want, whatever. You could definitely endorse the giant factory approach and be as wasteful as you can, buying paper, cutting the edges yourself. You know what I'm saying? Picking the cardstock yourself. You know, picking the font, the typeface yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it, to kind of comment on what he was saying, we put all that time in, but man, I feel like it really just paid off.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I know you said you weren't able to make it out, but I mean, Zach was. I felt like it was all my friends in one room. The only negative thing was that I had to play a show. I really just wanted to party with these people who showed up in this room. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the thing, and the fact of the matter is, we were just running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Just because there was just so much to do. He went, he set up, started setting up at like 2 p.m. and was there till
11 in the morning.
Oh, 11 a.m. till 11 or 12 p.m. You know, he was there all damn day, just getting it done. And so it was it was cool to like really put the time and work into it, and then have it received. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that.
Well, I think what's cool, like, I have another friends of mine, they were the Leopard, now they're the Hushless, but they, when they put out their EP, they did that, they, the same kind of DIY, they even, like, used, like, wax to, like, seal the, and they had a stamp, the stamp and the wax there, and they had, they were individually numbered and stuff, but, you know, it's things like that, like, you really create an experience, you know. It's like you individualize it for somebody.
Absolutely.
And make it personal.
Personal,
and, it's really cool instead of just like, oh, here's another one out of the box and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
I honestly, like, Common Ground, I'm very proud of the songs, and I'm very proud of the layout that Ariel Biggerstaff created, and is her photo, her font, she created everything. Like, I'm very proud of the aesthetic of that.
Yeah.
The aesthetic of I Will Let You In is like a different thing to me, insofar as like it's tangible, and like I'm just as proud as the art, or of, I'm just as proud of the art that and the time that went into the actual packaging and the tangible aspect that I am of the, I'm as proud of the songs, you know. So there's something to be said about that. I mean, I think too often it's phoned in. Right, and this goes back to this collaboration thing we were talking about. We literally let two guys who we saw a couple things that one guy, Gregory Davis, did, and him and Aaron Nandor took a little photo shoot that we had and ran with this idea of like these emojis, like these little icons.
Yeah.
That's it. We would have never came up with that. That's in a million years.
Right.
And then they're also like, yeah, here are the three colors we're using. You know, they came up with a color fucking palette. Dude, are you kidding me? When we sat down and had a meeting, I sat up straight and I said, okay, like these guys, they're Wes Anderson and me right now. They got a color palette for this whole theme of this shit.
Right.
All right. And I'm just saying that without that collaboration, we wouldn't have had near the experience that I feel. I want a whole thing. You go look at my CD collection. I fucking buy the CDs because I want to read the liner notes. I want to see that David Gilmour played guitar on Run Devil Run, Paul McCartney's, you know, rock and roll 90s album. You know, like, I just want to know this shit.
Yeah.
Who Leon Russell is playing with, who fucking Randy Newman is playing with, you know.
Sure.
Want to see, oh, that's Jim Keltner on drums. Who would have thought, oh, look, Ben Mott from Tom Petty's band is playing in this. Like, that's the type of shit I'm interested in also. And, you know, I'm not saying that we're half as good as any of those people I listed off, but I hope somebody will pick it up and go, oh shit, that's Irene Allen on Move. Oh, that's cool. And then hopefully it'll spark a conversation. And I'm like, yeah, Drew and her just showed up to the studio one day and she was singing in the corner and we were just all hanging out. And we said, get in there and put that down. And it was there. And I think that's like one of the best parts of the record, in my opinion. And especially because, you know, it's supposed to be the voice of this woman, too, that was yelling at, you know, just make a move. And I think to layer it in there is a nice little, you know, literal sure. reference kind of thing. But
yeah, I love that. I love those stories, like, you know, like, just like you're describing. I love that, like, I heard Steve and Tyler talking about Sweet Emotion, or like that with
the reverse drums.
No, what's the what's that thing that it's a percussion with a ball on it, like
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, when he hit that
rattle,
when he hit that thing, it snapped and it broke. And you can, if you listen to, like, closely on the record, you can hear it, like, and it like drops, like you can hear like the ting, like,
like cool.
That's where it broke and it fell on the floor, and they just left it in there. Like that's all, like they left
that's
that.
What happened?
They went with that take on the recording and stuff. But it's or there's a story of a print or a police recording. And where what's Roxanne, I believe, when and you hear Sting laugh.
Oh, at the top, yeah.
He sat on the piano and it was all like an accident, and he laughed about it, and like
they kept it in.
They left it all in the recording.
That's fucking sweet. I didn't know that about Roxanne. Yeah. That's great. All
right. Yeah. It's stuff like that. Just kind of those rock and roll stories, man. They're fun. I just met Irene Saturday night.
She's
or
something
Friday
else.
Night. Yeah.
She's something else. I feel lucky to have her on the record. It was serendipity. What's that? It was kismet.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Callback,
yeah. Baby. That's a running gag, fools. All right. It's got legs. No, but yeah, it was totally like, oh, you're here. Oh, we're in the studio. Oh, go in the booth. Oh, great. See ya. Thanks. Yeah. You know. Couldn't have planned it.
Sure.
It would have, you know, who knows what we would have got if we would have been like, okay, we're going to book this session, we're going to get some singers in here, and, you know, I mean, it's just weird how the natural flow of things will turn out something like that.
Definitely. We can close this out with a track. You want to play Move since we're discussing it, or do you have another one you'd like to push, or...
Well, I don't want to push anything, but I mean, Move's kind of long song.
Well, I'm saying, no, we can use.
I can do it, but I mean,
we can do the track from the album.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's a way better idea. I was like, oh shit.
I'll play the song.
Damn, we'll do a 7-minute tune on acoustic. We'll lock it in if you want.
I'll gladly record it if you want.
This next song is by our band, Old Souls Revival. Me and Jeremy are holding hands. I just kissed it. And it's called Move.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Rock Paper Podcast and Shane. We love you, Shane.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Didn't kiss his hand, but I want to. No, it's okay. I did kiss his hand.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, oh, and thanks, Zach Sloan.
Yeah.
You're sitting in and staring at me the whole time. This.
I like watching you look at the microphone when you're talking to the, like, listen.
Hey, people out there, dude, I know it's going through that cable.
Yeah.
And it's going right into that computer.
You're watching the electricity.
It's just going out. It's just going out into the ether, dude. It's like out there.
I always laugh.
Not on drugs, though.
No, I'm a little stoned.
A little stoned.
But that's cool.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, but you want to get high?
Yes, please.
Hey, Zach Sloan.
I lost my dugout at the Jungle Book the other day. I went and saw the Jungle Book.
In 3D?
No, that gives me a headache. Yeah. I just saw it in regular 2D.
Regular D.
But my dugout fell out of my pocket and into the crevasse.
In the theater?
Yeah. And when I left and I was walking to my car and I wanted to smoke and I realized I'd left it, I turned around to go back in there and be like, oh, I forgot my phone. And they fucking locked all the doors. Every door was locked. It was a ghost town. No one was in there. They found
it.
They all sat in that movie theater and they smoked all of my weed. Fuck you, AMC Esquire. Down there,
you're
playing shots fired.
You know, yeah, dude. You know that fucking bell, whatever the guy. What's the
bellboy?
Bellhop. Yeah, fucking the guy,
counterman.
You know the fucking person was
ticket
like,
taker.
Ground score.
Like, you know what? And he deserves it. I mean, they probably
once in his
blood.
Life.
And
happened?
Also, as I was walking out, I dropped my thing of cheese and it just exploded.
So he had to clean the fucking shit show that you left.
Right.
But he got a little weed out of it.
I think it's fair. Now I feel better.
All right.
I'm gonna go over to Mr. Nice Guys and buy a new one.
See, this is the thing. The podcast would have been way more interesting. We just could have got Zach stories. The whole
time. Well, you know me.
No, I don't, Zach. Why don't you let us know?
Turn into the Zach Squatch Hour.
See, he knows the drill.
Only at the end.
He knows the drill. He lost his dugout and in the movie theater.
Seeing Jungle
But Yeah, singing the Jungle Book. But he made a huge fucking mess. So he's like, all right.
It's fair. They can
keep the weed. You know, like, fine. Sorry, I spilled the cheese everywhere. You know?
It was everywhere. Yeah.
Like,
and it's all
they're crazy. Like, these fucking kids at the Jungle Book. You're like, nope, just a fully adult.
Just totally. I was trying to, like, take it to the trash can.
Oh, I know. So you had the best
whatever,
intentions.
I'm not going to justify it.
You know, intentions are.
I don't fucking have to justify myself.
Intentions are like assholes. They stink. Unless they've been bleached.
Shaved and bleached.
You know, I love my intentions shaved and bleached. Let the record state.
Right. I'm putting out my own.
Oh, sorry. That's the name of my next record.
Shaved and bleached.
Cover.
Yeah.
No, dude, how about that Sturgill Simpson cover in In Bloom?
Oh, that's killer, man.
How about that? Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's it.
He's just got a Nirvana cover on his new record.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yeah, it's like, ever, and he like does it, and it's like probably better than Nirvana could have ever did it.
Really?
Like, well, I totally like
Nirvana.
Yeah, it's so, the
old, I haven't listened to a lot of Sturgill, though.
Well, if you ever want to hear Waylon Jennings sing Nirvana, that's what it's going to sound like.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
You know that album title is called like Sailor of the Earth or something? Or,
yeah.
Something well, like
that. Oh, yeah, forget
I flipped the back of the album over, and I'm just guessing. Like this is just purely speculative, but every track has like a different flag by it. So I'm wondering if like there's some correlation. I know he's like toured the world, but I'm wondering if he like wrote or recorded it in a different geographical location, or if there's something. That's again why I like to get those liner notes.
Yeah.
But no, I hope that, because actually, let me just side tangent, prove how big of a douchebag I am, if I needed to do that, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I know, it's already been qualified. But so John Mayer's album, Heavier Things, if you open it, every song has an icon, much like our album, except every song, so you flip it and there's just graphs. And one graph is like, oh, the sadness chart. And so the song is like, you know, like, or like, and then one's like a map of the world, and then it's like where he wrote each song. And then one's like the, what songs are about, love and life and shit. And then it's like got the icons. It's just a really nicely well done package thing. And, you know, I think the original, the Sturgill thing, that's what made me think of. I wonder if it's like he recorded those at the different countries, or if like, he wrote them in a different country, and it's like kind of like a, you know, an album's like a photograph, basically, you know, or a movie, like, you know,
yeah,
series of photographs. So it's cool that it's a literal geographical documentation too, perhaps.
Yeah.
I noticed the flags. I mean, I don't know why else you would do that, right? But just purely designed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe those are just his favorite countries.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a list
and it's
of
called
it.
Sailor of the Earth. Yeah. He's so clever. No. I want to know.
Yeah.
Somebody will give me that.
We'll have to check it out. All right. Well, you guys, again, come see these guys live. ITAP, Chesterfield, Central West End on the 30th. Cherokee on May 7th. Gaslight, May 13th. And Art Outside at Schlafly Tap.
I think the Tap Room.
On May 28th. And then we got Facebook, Instagram,
yeah,
Twitter, right?
We actually own Google.
Google,
so,
right?
Yeah.
So you just Google.
You guys have a Google Plus account.
Just go to Google. We got Hulu Plus, Google Plus, Amazon Prime. I mean, we're locked in. We're straight up wired.
Your social media presence is on.
We even have a LinkedIn account, and we don't check it, but we get emails constantly.
Don't forget about our Tinder account.
Yeah, we just got a Tinder profile.
Swipe
check
right.
Us out. Swipe right, please.
I'm going to swipe right so hard.
I'm going to super like it.
Legs, folks. Legs. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys, and stick around for... to hear Move from I Will Let You In. Grab a copy at your local record store.
Featuring Irene Allen.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Just make a move.
They said Molly was a rolling stone. She thought she could reinvent herself when she left home. But deep inside, she was probably right. So she kept on moving along. Well, next thing that you know, I see Molly at one of my shows with something to prove and a whole lot of booze. She yells out while I'm loading the van. Make a move. Just make a move. You should have seen the look on my face as I put down my guitar case. She said, man, what are you still doing in this place? Yeah, I bet you're still working for the minimum wage. You know it's typical, Molly always putting you down, celebrating her decisions every time she's around. So I shook her hand, I said thanks for coming out, but I'm sorry mentally you never left this town. She said, wait a minute, back it on up. Don't you criticize somebody making a buck. Oh, wait a minute, you back it on up. I think I know when to say enough is enough. Then she looked me dead in the eye. She said she had a little bit of advice. She said, I may be running around and touring all the dives, but at least I gave it an honest try. Just made
just Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.